I worked at Barclays Bank for 4.5 years and I just got sick of it, to be honest with you. So I just decided to, so I was on holiday with my girlfriend and found this little pizza place that sells massive slices of pizza. So since I discovered that on holiday, I was there like every day from then on. And I just said I wouldn't mind doing something like this when we get home. So I just looked into it and then just had a go.
So how did you get started?
Got a business plan together. I got a grant from the government, which helped a lot for me business plan. Approached the NatWest Bank, got a business loan, and then that sort of got the ball rolling, really. Then, yeah, just went from there on, really, and here I am.
So if you could put a figure on it, what were your startup costs? How much did it cost to actually get going?
For the full thing, you're talking probably between 12 and 15 grand, that's for everything, yeah.
So you've been trading pretty much non-stop for 8 months now?
Yeah, since the end of March last year, so...
And how are things going?
Yeah, it's going all right, mate, yeah. Just trying to get used to it, and now, obviously, Christmas has just gone, so that was... quite a good time, but now January's coming and everyone tells me the town's going to be dead, so I'll see.
You said getting used to working for yourself, being employed basically by your own company, because you'd obviously been in a fairly large corporate bank. Yeah. What is the transition like?
It's a lot more pressure on yourself, really. I mean, obviously, when you have a sick day at Barclays, you're still getting paid, and when you have a sick day with myself, you don't get paid, and obviously there's a lot more pressure on yourself to go to work and stuff, but just making the transition, just being a bit more strict with yourself.
Because at the end of the day, if you don't work, you don't get paid. Well,
pretty much, mate, yeah, that's it, yeah. Obviously, you're managing everything yourself, so it's quite a lot to do at first, but I've managed to get myself into a pretty steady routine now.
Did you have a business brain to begin with? Did you kind of know what you need to do in terms of filing your tax returns and that sort of thing?
Sort of a little bit. Well, my dad's got his own business as well, so, I mean, obviously, I looked up to him a bit, so he knows what he's doing. He's helped me on the way as well. So, yeah, I think in that respect, yeah, because I've grown up, like, as my dad being a businessman, so...
In that sense, then, your dad must have acted like a mentor.
Yeah,
how important has that been in your journey?
I think so, yeah. I think it's always helpful to have someone, you know, you can just pick up the phone if you've stuck with anything, and I still do it now. But, yeah, I think if you've got a mentor, I think that's a big advantage.
On BBC Tees, we're talking about entrepreneurship. We've learnt that business failures within their first year are at a five-year high. Why do you think that is?
It's very competitive out there now. Obviously, there's... massive thing online, so again, it must depend on the person, surely. But I think I've just got to try and make sure mine's not one of the ones that fails.
First year business failures might be at a 5-year high, but we've also learnt that the number of people wanting to start their own business is also at a record high as well at the minute. Why do you think that is? Why do you think more and more people want to do what you're doing?
My dad said to me when you're younger, not many people had their own businesses, but now it seems like everyone's doing it. I think it's because it's advertised so much now, isn't it? Even you see it on TV, like Dragon's Den, The Apprentice, all that type of thing. It's just promoting it big time, isn't it? Entrepreneur, and people like Alan Sugar are going on TV and doing it.
And where does your company go next?
I don't know. I think we just need to get Middlesbrough doing well and successful and everyone coming for a slice of pizza. And then I just need to get this one sorted. And hopefully, eventually, we could branch out. But one step at a time, really. You don't want to get ahead of yourself.